response is swift. Boy, you put anything up about Shador Sanders on the internet, you better turn them mentions off, because it is a fist fight right now. It is a free-for-all in them mentions right now. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. It's like, hey, man, I'm just sharing it. You take it for what it is. I'm looking at a guy who's putting in his work. That's what I'm looking at. Greg McElroy, remember him? He was the quarterback at Alabama, was a quarterback under Nick Saban. We will have Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joining us at 9. Maybe might ask him this question. Greg McElroy, who was a former quarterback at Alabama, he hosts a morning show at WJOX in Birmingham. This is yesterday, and I got hit two clips here. Because didn't he go on another show later on?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is Greg McElroy on McElroy and Kubelik in the morning. And here is a question about Nick Saban and whether or not
Pete
he might.
Feinbaum was part of this, too.
And Pete Feinbaum was on, or Paul Feinbaum was on the show.
Ted, too.
And he asked about Nick Saban not being done coaching yet.
I have one more for you, Paul. This is a little bit out of left field, but the question was asked of me. Very much in the know person that I have a lot of respect for and have spent a lot of time around and just really, really admire. They seem to think Nick Saban's not done coaching, but he's pretty adamant that he thinks Nick Saban will be coaching again. Do you buy that?
No.
That's what I said.
Okay. So Paul Feinbaum doesn't believe that Nick Saban's going to come back and coach, right?
I am so baffled at how quickly he's like, well, that's what I said.
So he's asked a question, and then he goes, well, that's what I said. Well, apparently it went nuts on the internet, and then Greg McElroy went back on WJOX later on and clarified himself here.
I did have a couple of people that I respect say, don't rule out Coach getting back in it. He's too competitive. I think he loves the game too much. Like, don't rule it out. I'm like, no way. Come on. That was my reaction, like everybody else. I rule. Come on, get out of here. No, I was like, just saying, don't rule it out. I'm like, all right, that's cool. I'll ask Paul. like Paul's connected. I'll ask him on the show on Monday. So I asked him point blank. I was like, Paul, I wouldn't ask the question if it weren't a couple people I trust and respect that seem to think that this is a possibility. And Paul and I both kind of laugh like, no, absolutely not. I don't see it as a likelihood. Like, he's completely content doing what he's doing. I don't get it. So I don't know how people can connect the dots from one thing to another. Didn't intend to start any firestorms this morning by any stretch.
What?
Ken Carmen.
Yeah, what?
Let's say I'm talking to Andrew Barry. Hey, or Jimmy Haslam. Jimmy Haslam's better. Hey, Jimmy Haslam, there have been these rumors out there, very specific rumors about you guys going back to the Hugh Jackson well to be the coach of the Cleveland Browns. I mean, is there any validity to that, all the stuff I'm hearing about Hugh Jackson? No, that's what I said. Yeah, that's what I said. I said the same thing. Yeah. Why are you asking? Like, in the lead up to the question, point of the question is because McElroy is hearing something.
Well, you would say,
and then he knocks it down.
Well, if you didn't believe any of it, you would say, hey, Paul, I'm getting some people who know Nick very well and are saying he's not done coaching. I don't believe it, but you're the authority on this, Paul. What do you say?
A little birdie told me that Johnny Football was maybe going to come back and try again, be the quarterback for the Browns. Is that true? No. That's what I said. I said the same thing.
Yeah, I said the same thing. Nick Saban is 73 years old. Oh. So he'd be taking over a team at 74 years old.
Bischoff is 70.
Both are very active. Boy.
Both look great.
These guys, I mean, people are going to be living a long time here. Yeah. Both these guys look great. I know Nick Saban can afford the look, but my God, I mean, these are good looking men here, and they look like they're going to be living a very long period of time here. Let's entertain it for a second. Mm-hmm. If Nick Saban were to come back to coach, at what level would it be?
I mean, he'd be great at college. He would be really good.
He be better off right now in the NFL? Let me explain why. Do you or do you not have more power over your players in the NFL now than what you do in college football? I think it's almost completely flipped.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, contracts are contracts. These guys are 1099 contracted
free
employees.
Free agents after every year.
Yeah, and in college, you are free agents every year. But I'm talking in the NFL here. I mean, you have a situation where head coaches are more powerful than they've ever been. Well, than they've ever been in the last 50 years, I'd say 40 years. It used to be a lot of head coaches. They were just at the thing with general managers. We always remember the stuff with Bill Parcells saying, you know, you're going to make me cook the dinner. At least you should let me shop for the groceries. Now you have a lot of coaches who are really heavily involved in all this and are making the main decisions, and they've kind of made the general managers work for him. Well, ain't no way a general manager is going to be overseeing Nick Saban. So Nick Saban will have that power. I think that Nick Saban might pay attention to a couple of these things, and I hate to tell you, his contemporaries, and who would you put him in the same stratosphere? Well, you put Bill Belichick in the same stratosphere, and then there's everyone else, but on that outer shell is Urban Meyer. And I think that Nick Saban looks at what Urban Meyer wasn't able to do with the Jacksonville Jaguars and is like, I can do a hell of a lot better than that. And then he sees the stuff
Urban
that's
Meyer
going on.
I think Urban Meyer probably sees what he did with Jacksonville. It's like, I could do better than that.
But he's also seeing the stuff that Bill Belichick is with going to college. And he's like, I got Miss Terry. I'm all taken care of. I don't know why I'm trying to do a Nick Saban impression all of a sudden. I have Miss Terry. My home life is secure. Maybe I can do a better job. And maybe I can even do it in the NFL. I would also wonder, would he go to a place that has zero expectations?
Mm.
Would he go to a place that has zero budget where the player, he would literally be the reason the players go there because they don't have NIL. Like, would he go to a Kent State? Where he graduated college from, would he go to a Kent State?
You know who actually kind of did this? Calhoun.
Jim Calhoun,
Calhoun kind of did this and went to a small,
Central Connecticut?
D3? Do you go D3?
I think that happens a lot in basketball. I shouldn't say a lot. It happens way more often in basketball than it does any other sport, right? Where these guys kind of go down and to a school that's maybe lesser than where they've been. Like Patino did it, and he's brought St. John's back and all that. But I don't think you can say he would go to a school and there'd be no expectations. I think anywhere that Nick Saban goes, the expectations automatically change, even if it was Kent State, who's been the worst football program in D1, right? Or in FBS, whatever we're calling it now. If he went there, the expectations would automatically change for them.
It was St. Joseph's in D3, by the way. Yes, it would. But now that the conversation, see, what whether he likes it or not, what Greg McElroy started was the conversation. Because now, if there is any sort
of... Oh, Greg likes it.
Well, yes, obviously. But if he says he's getting text... That's why, okay, if this year doesn't go that way for the Browns, do you or do you not entertain calls from fans about Nick Saban? You do. You do. If he's saying that people who know Nick Saban well say, oh, he's not done coaching yet, you don't entertain that?
Well, for years.
I know he'll be 74 years old, but you got two first-round picks. You can finally give him the quarterback that he always wanted. Or maybe by the look of my videos here, maybe Shador will be that guy.
I do think the age scares people off. I mean, because we brought Belichick up. And the last time we brought Belichick up, people didn't seem very interested.
But Belichick's personal life is a little bit out there right now. I mean,
I was actually interested in the personal life.
Well, I know you are interested in the personal life, but a lot of people don't really trust it, including the boosters at UNC.
That's true. I did see some of those emails were released.
Yes, you did. But Nick Saban, I mean, his personal life's buttoned up. Like his wife is a pretty respected person within the community and whatever community she's in, especially with the University of Alabama. He's obviously a saint in Alabama, in the state of Alabama, and get done whatever he wants done. If he looks at it and goes, maybe I have a little bit left in me, I have another challenge, maybe he can. It doesn't mean, like, listen, if he were to go and coach again, I do think it would be more like a Kent State situation. I think it would be no NIL.
Which would be awesome.
I'm the reason guys come here. I lord over this program, which would be awesome to see.
Because we've always wondered. It's some of those questions in life that we never get a real answer to. You know, things like, hey, if Tom Brady went to a different team, could he win a Super Bowl? We actually got to find out, and it was awesome. We did it really later in life.
Yes.
I would love to know if tomorrow Nick Saban becomes the head coach of a Kent State, an Akron. You know, these games that I get to watch, I always wonder, what would Nick Saban do? Like, if he didn't have the built-in advantages of
wasn't
all the
in
resources.
The
yeah. Yes.
How would he do? And I'd love to know, and we never get to find out.
I think that, and frankly, he is the only guy out of that triumvirate. I mean, Urban Meyer crashed and burned. I think there's a perception that UNC is going to be a joke by a lot of people. I want to let him show me his work first before it's a joke. I mean, it is Belichick, for crying out loud. Maybe this is all overblown. But it seems that this thing's going to be a joke at UNC for a lot of people.
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt as a Hall of Famer and the greatest to do it. I can't see that ever being a scenario with Nick Saban. I can never see there being an expose on all these players being treated like dirt or somebody within the program that nobody trusts or anything like that. I just can't see that ever being around Nick Saban. And so you would automatically have some credibility. It may not go well. It may be 10-7, 9-8 at very best, but you're going to have credibility. He's going to bring a respect to the position as your coach. So, yeah, if there is a nuclear option to push, Greg McElroy's put that out there. I don't care what he says. Yeah, you're going to have a Nick Saban conversation at some point.